May be seated. Open your Bibles to the 37th chapter of Genesis. I want to start invoking instruction and direction on how to live in prosperity with no limit.
Amen.
How to live in prosperity with no limits. I'm going to give you some more words tonight that has to be in place for this to happen. When you yield yourself to live in prosperity with no limit, it glorifies God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Number one. Secondly, it magnifies the Lord Jesus. And the third thing is, it satisfied the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity? Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Because you're saying he's a good God, and he didn't lie.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
So as we yield to how to live in prosperity with no limit, I'm expecting the prosperity angels to help me tonight.
Amen.
A few questions I have to ask you, and I'm going to share something with you tonight that I think will advance you in prosperity swiftly. You want to know what it is?
Yes, sir.
I said advance you in prosperity swiftly. I don't care where you are now. I don't care what condition you're in. You just listen very carefully. The Holy Spirit, for lack of better word, going to ride piggyback on some of this thing and get down in your spirit.
Yes.
Questions. Are you fully persuaded that prosperity is God's will for you?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to answer that question. Are you fully persuaded?
Yes, sir.
She says, Abraham was able to receive the miracle from God because he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform, and he did it.
He did. Yes, sir.
So if God can get you persuaded about prosperity,
yes, sir,
God has no problem in doing it.
Yes, sir.
And I believe you have the ability.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I believe that God can make it happen.
Yeah.
No matter what, who come against you, who say you're not going there.
Yeah.
I believe when you become fully persuaded,
yes,
that God wants you to prosper,
yes,
it will start happening.
Yes,
now, this term we're about to use, we know we talked about holy prosperity,
uh-huh,
right?
Yes, sir.
I awakened one morning, and the Lord said something to me. He asked me, are you ready to soak your soul in the fruit of the Spirit? I never heard that before.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to soak your soul in love,
uh-huh,
in joy, in peace, in faith, in the fruit of the Spirit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I think that we need to, and we'll read the scripture in a few moments, but I think we need to soak our soul in the fruit of the Spirit. If you do that, you'll be able to handle prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Prosperity will become a beast without the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so the father will never give his children anything to hurt them.
That's right.
Right. Right.
So if he find out you're not ready for it,
uh-huh,
even though you're a good person, you're living right, but he just won't let you step into that level of living,
uh-huh,
unless you know how to soak your soul,
yes, sir,
in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Went on to say to me in another protection when this type of prosperity began to function, Are you willing to wrap your soul in the gifts of the Spirit? But when you come into this level of living, you have to have discernment. You have to have, every now and then, you have to have a word of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
A word of knowledge. Discerning, oh my, discerning of spirit.
Yes, sir.
Special faith.
Yes, sir.
And so on.
Yes, sir.
So you need to have your soul, notice I'm saying soul,
yes, sir,
wrapped in the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And then another question they asked me, all of these have to be answered because this territory of how to live in prosperity with no limit, I'm about to give you an insight of how to do it Are you ready to yield to the prosperity anointing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the prosperity anointing is not just about you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If God is going to deposit this much in you, he's going to call on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, certain things you have to be willing to do. It's not all about you. See, prosperity, the prosperity anointing is ready to be led by the Holy Spirit in what to do with the prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll tell you right now, just that little while, if you're paying attention, if you're not just waiting on emotion,
right. If
you're paying attention, you're getting your answer.
Yeah.
What is the dilemma?
Yeah.
What is the holdup?
Yeah. Right.
You need to take notes of that and go over those notes again.
Yes.
See, I'm speaking from revelation and experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I wouldn't want to be here if my soul wasn't soaked in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You get an attitude.
Yeah. All right.
You know, all of us can cop an attitude. I don't care how calm you are. If Satan will get your soul out of place, he's going to make you act up.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's read here in Genesis 37:5. Brother's already jealous.
Uh-huh.
His brother's already jealous of the way he dressed.
Yes,
coat of many colors.
Yes,
they're upset. They look at his coat and look at their coat and say, "She, how he got there without us?" So they're upset. But and Joseph, the fifth verse. Now I want you to go with it. I want you to live in this. And Joseph dreamed a dream,
uh-huh.
And he told it to his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. See, they already was hating on him. Now he's dreaming. He said unto them, "Here I pray you this dream which I have dreamed." How many dreamers we got in the house? How many of y'all got dreams and vision? How many of y'all ride by the house, or not the house, the stage that you like?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all? See, you got to go set in the car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The dealership, they don't know you can't buy it. Go set in it. I tell you right now, I'm not going to call no name. He got a woman going to drive my wife G-Wagon tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Once you get in there, and once you hear that sound, don't get in if you don't want it. So I'm going to send her and her husband off in 2 G-Wagon.
Yes,
let them both drive, because if she get convinced she wanted it, I want him to drive one so he can go ahead and get it.
Yes, sir.
Now, the seventh verse says, "For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field." Now, we who? Him and his brother. "And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obeisance to my sheaf." Now, you know they're going to make you hot. You mean I'm riding, you bawling.
Yes,
"And his brother said to him, Shaddai indeed reign over us." Underline the word reign. Prosperity caused you to reign in this life.
Yes, sir.
"Are you indeed a reign over us? Or should thou indeed have," here's another word prosperity bringing to in this life, "dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dream. So we got dreams, we got dominion. You see those words? Reigning. His dream and for his words. Underlying words. Now you got those are all specific aspects. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to be long tonight, but I feel the presence of God. God said, "Teach this thing tonight, boy."
Yes, sir.
If y'all listen tonight, y'all will get something.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go a little further now. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren.
Yes.
It was a reason to tell it to them because they're going to be a part of the getting him where he need to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
"And said, Behold, I dream a dream more, and behold, a son and the moon." I tell my mom and daddy.
Yes, sir.
The sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Meaning he's going to be over them. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father, see, sometime when you're on this prosperity journey, there are people going to rebuke you. Underline that word rebuke. Don't worry about that rebuke. Just keep walking. When a person don't understand that God wants you to prosper, they will rebuke you. They say, that's not spiritual. You're going after money, or you're going after this. No, what is rightfully yours. They rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? Now watch this 11th verse, because you'll have envy. And his brothers envied him. But look what the father did. The father caught something in the spirit. But his father observed the saying. You better observe what we're saying. Yeah, we're going to do it anyway. Now, I want to take you to these statement. In the Bible and in the spirit, there is what happened to Joseph. A presentation was laid out before him. Now, you have a presentation of prosperity laid out before you in that book you got in your hand. Yes. Or in a phone or whatever you got. The presentation is a visitation for you to step off into application that manifestation can take place. Yes, but nobody can do it for you. You got to be able to take the envy. You got to be able to take the rebuke.
Yes, yes.
Because, I mean, you're not going to go and leave these church folks and go talk about walking in prosperity and come in and talk about you out of debt and all that. These church folks are going to rebuke you because you ain't thinking about God. You're going to hell because you don't love God because you done got out of debt.
Yeah.
And that's the way the church world think. And you know the world outside the church don't want the church to rise in this position in life. Now, we all know the secret of prosperity, and turn to it, a very familiar scripture, 3 John 2. You see, prosperity will not come to you physically first. Your mindset, your imagination, your will. See, John laid it out for us there, because I have a few things to say to you. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That thou mayest prosper and may not. And be in health even as thy soul prosper. Do you see that?
Yes,
all right, now y'all are all familiar with that scripture. See, and that's the problem. You're all familiar with it.
Yes,
so I want to point out something else now. Turn to Psalm 139. Verse 14, and I'm going to deal with it about prosperity. Your soul, you might put this in your note, Psalm 139, verse 14. Your soul must know prosperity right well.
Yes, sir.
Wow. In other words, your meditation, your mind, your imagination, your will must know that prosperity is real, listen to me, and right.
Yes, yes, sir. Really right. Yes, sir.
It's real and right, and it pleases God.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Notice what he said, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is thy work, and that my soul knoweth right well. Well, the Holy Ghost told me, he said, pull those words out there.
Yes.
Fearfully. Wonderfully and marvelous is prosperity. You out of debt, you don't have no note, you out of debt, and you driving what you want to drive, you sleep where you want to sleep, you can help as many people as you want to help, and it's not bothering you, your business going off the hook.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those words, fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous, is prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. The Lord said to me just now, I thought nobody would never say that.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. Fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. If God needed bragging position, prosperity will give it to him.
Yes, sir.
What about my servant Job?
Yes, sir.
What did he talk about when he said that? What did he talk about? He ain't talking about Job prayer meeting. Oh, y'all don't know. Go to Job chapter 1. Y'all just know the bad part of Job. Y'all need to see the good part, because he got devil on the end. But when God asked, what about my servant Job? Job 1. Listen, look at a minute. Job 1:1. Look at that a minute. What God had bragging rights.
Yes.
Because Job had submitted. Do you have bragging rights with you?
Yes.
Are you going to let the rebuke and the envy and the hate stop you and call you unspiritual when the person broke is unspiritual?
Right.
One time I said to my son, my oldest son, we're talking to a man, and the man was grammatically fixed, talk, you know. And he somewhat impressed me and many years ago. And I said, boy, that's a wise man there. And Junior said, Daddy, I said, what, you got any money? I said, no, he ain't got no money. I said, no, he's not wise. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, son, for leading you wrong. Because you sitting here talking about you wise, and you're not walking in prosperity, you lying. You might try to express your wife, but under her breath, she's saying, well, you ain't enough of them yet, talking about you all wise. So some of us think we all wise by how we talk and how we dress, but Andy, I need some money. Honey. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect. And upright, and one that fears God. Woo, it's a clean man.
Yes, sir.
And he shoot evil. You see that?
Yes.
All right, go to the next verse. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. All right, got a not big family. Go on. Well, why would God talk about this now?
Yes, sir.
You know, why didn't God say he prayed all night? Or he read 5 chapters every morning? God said, oh my goodness. God is looking for somebody up in here to brag on that they receive what Jesus died for. I said that they receive what Jesus died for. If you don't believe me, say, look at substance. With 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yokes of oxen. God, I saw right written in there, I have no problem with it.
Yes.
See, your neighbor might have a problem, but your wealth would not give God no problem. I saw it in there, I have no problem. And he goes, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 yokes of oxen, very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of Darrow. No, in the east. In the east. But notice, I want you to notice that God, after he talked about his spiritual rightness,
yes, sir.
God said, when you're walking with me, you're supposed to have substance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Spirit and substance supposed to travel together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. You say, I'm in the spirit. Well, you ought to have some substance.
Yes, sir.
All of y'all are in the spirit. There's substance looking for you.
Yes, sir.
That belong to you.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to let you see that he bragged on you.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Also, the Lord said to me, prosperity is a soul benefit. Now, I want you to turn, I have to do this before I give you the points. So Psalm 142, verse 7. If you are not prospering as you should, your soul is in prison.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep,
yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Bring my soul out of prison.
That
I may praise thy name.
Yeah.
The righteous shall come past me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. See now, if you're hearing God tonight, you're gonna get your soul, your thinking, your talking, your imagination out of prison tonight. Satan been holding your prosperity back in your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See the marvelous factor, and you're fearfully blessed. We looked at in Psalm 139:14 is all soul issue.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Psalm now one. You saw that verse, right? Okay. Psalm 143 now. We're going to look at verse 3 and 4. You must stop the enemy from persecuting your soul and prosecuting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That you can't see your prosperity.
Yes, sir.
See, when your soul out of order, you shut your spirit down.
Yes.
That's in old two voices.
Yes, sir.
Look. For the enemy has persecuted my what?
Soul.
He has smitten my life down to the what?
Ground.
He has made me to dwell in
darkness
as those that have been long dead. Now look at the next verse. How many of y'all see this? Now y'all, I'm just trying to preach up a few minutes. Listen. Therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed? Otherwise, my spirit got it, but it can't bring it to me. Because my thinking and confession are wrong. I use the word can't too much. I use the word I'm not able too much.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting this or what? Go back to Genesis now. Well, all right, Lord. What I want you to realize before I get a little further in there, promises, and I got a dash by promises and foretelling. God foretell you he wants you to prosper.
Yes, sir.
See, he was giving Joseph a preview.
Yeah.
All right, I don't care about the pit.
Yes, sir.
The pit can't stop you.
Yes, sir.
People can't stop you.
Yes,
Potiphar can't stop you.
Yes,
that whorish woman can't stop you.
Yes,
prison can't stop you. So I'm not talking about none of that.
Yeah.
I just won't deal with this right now. Ooh, Jesus. Look at it quickly with two verses. I'm trying to prompt us to understand this, how to live in prosperity with no limit. God give you a preview of it. You don't have it right now, but you got the preview of it.
Yeah.
Now, I heard it, Lord. I press toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, somebody deep and real spiritual, I want to help you tonight. I think it's 2 Corinthians 8 and 9.
Yes, sir.
That's the right voice?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Look at it, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I press toward the mark for a prize. Part of that high calling and part of that prize is prosperity.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you might go to heaven. That through his power, he died for your prosperity.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil and this system talk you out of it. There's nothing wrong with being blessed. That don't mean you love God less. Nobody in here love God no more than me. But that's what the system tried to put on you because they were out there, they billionaires, trillionaires. We said you're trying to get $15,000. That's not right. How many of y'all are a child of God?
Yes,
keep that hand up. Look at me. You got a right to be prosperous.
Yes,
you have a right to have more than enough.
Yes,
you have a right for good measure, pressed down, shaking together. You got a right for your cup to be running over.
Yes,
you got a right to have what you on your table, on your back, on your feet.
Yes,
and you got a right to all of that.
Yes,
you have a right to it. Come on, you receive it now.
Yes,
don't let me be up here just preaching. You got a right to it. See, because I'm promise you, the Holy Spirit gonna visit you in dream.
Yes, right now.
The Holy Spirit gonna come back to you and remind you that the apostle was talking to you about your divine rights. I ain't gonna let Jesus die for nothing. He didn't only die for me to go to heaven, but he died that I can get a taste of heaven while I'm on earth and testify about how good God really is. How many of y'all know God is a good God? Make up your mind tonight. I don't call these meetings just to have a good time and just to sing and dance. I want something to happen to your life because I believe that you're genuine. I believe you're people who love God. You sacrifice to get to this meeting.
Yes,
and, you know, many, many, many won't come
right
because they're afraid of it.
Yes, sir.
Some of them afraid of giving.
Yes, sir.
But they only need, oh, Lord, take care of me.
Yeah.
I'm your child.
Yeah.
I serve you day and night.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't giving nothing. I got to hold on to these pennies I got. Sit down. Turn to Psalm 35:27. You favor God, righteous cause?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let them shout for joy. Start shouting. You know what I heard? Get ready for this. You know what I heard?
Yes.
You're about to go there.
Yes.
That's what I heard. When people respond like you responded, don't have to worry about how.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about you, how much you get a month, where you work. Don't worry about none of that.
Yes,
I'm prophesizing over you.
Yes.
You're about to go there. God can't lie. You receive that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
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 Did you receive that?
Yes.
Did you receive that impartation?
Yes.
I have the divine right to impart that to you.
Yes, sir.
I heard the words. You're about to go there.
Yes, sir.
Who gone? All right. Let me try. Sit down. I'm gonna try to get a little further. Hold on. Now we got Joseph set up already. You see, we got Joseph set up. Now some other thing that I want to assure you, I don't know if I'll be able to assure it to you all tonight, but there's some other thing, but we got Joseph set up. Joseph had a preview of how his life going to come out.
Yes.
He's not there. And there may be some people set up pits for you.
Yeah.
Just try to stop you, but God can handle the pit.
Yes, sir.
I walked through the pits and pit bulls too, but I kept moving because God was on my side, so I can't be stopped. You understand? They said the pit and then put the pit bull around it, but they couldn't hold me because I came out the hole. Minister shut me down. Wouldn't call me to preach no more. But the pit bull was growling.
Yeah.
But the glory of God blinded the pit bull, yeah. And he don't know when I got out the pit.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to you here. Look at his verse, 35:27. Look at his verse quickly, because I want to look at another one quickly, back to back. And I want you to write down promises and foretelling. These two verses. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously. Say continuously. Say continuously. Let the Lord be magnified. What? Let the Lord be magnified. Which has pleasure. Now, what's the opposite of pleasure? How many of y'all want to displease God? Well, how many of y'all want to please God? Well, go on and let him prosper you. Think prosperity. Imagine prosperity. Dream prosperity. Talk prosperity. Walk like you're prosper. Stand like you're prosper. It got to come. Because it magnifies the Lord. Prosperity magnifies the Lord. I said prosperity magnifies the Lord. You can say, where you work at? Sometimes people ask me, where you work at? I said, you really want to know? Who you work for? You really want to know? You step off a jet like mine, they want to know, who? What company you work for? I said, Jehovah. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear Dow Jones or somebody. No, I said Jehovah. Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes,
ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. He thought he had me. We should never let him get to this meeting. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. Y'all know how to move in the spirit? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. I'm trying to get some breakthroughs up in here. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell somebody, I see my breakthrough.
I see my breakthrough.
Yeah, all right. All right, God. 500, yeah. I see my breakthrough. See, I want to give the Holy Ghost a little time to stir up in here.
Yes, sir.
When you're preaching, you got to let the Holy Ghost. See, you can't just keep talking. You got to let the Holy Ghost talk a little bit.
Yes,
ain't going to stir the word up. You got to speak the word, though.
Yes,
and stir the word up in the people.
Yes, sir.
I declare the prosperity anointing is on this house. I'm anointed to prosper. Say it.
I know prosperity
is God's
divine
will
for me
as his child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to put it in your mind. Put it in your mind. In your imagination. And what you got to come to grips with, know that it's not wrong to want your prosperity.
Right. Not wrong.
I teach a lot of subjects. But I, as a financial apostle, and God gave me them wood and money coming,
yes,
I got to go with it.
Yes, sir.
Been 27 years. I got to go with it. I don't care what nobody say about me. I got to train God's people in their prosperity steps.
Yes.
Look at this voice here. And y'all all doing it.
Yes.
Y'all love God?
Yes.
How many of y'all love God?
Absolutely.
Look what he said then. Don't just be loving me, don't let me do nothing for you.
Yes.
Delight thyself in the Lord. Now, If that last statement is not a prosperity statement, I don't know what it is. He'll give you the desire of your heart. You see, a lot of time our desires are cut off because we're desiring in the natural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We're designed by our check.
Yeah.
What we can do and what we can't do.
Wow.
You know, sometimes people walk to me and they're talking about stuff, you know, say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get it later. I say, you ain't talking to me.
Yes,
you see, because I know anything can happen
at any moment.
God is a good God. How many of y'all know God is a good God?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know He's my God? And whatever he has, you understand that? That's a statement, Lord. That statement was, money cometh, attack poverty,
yes,
and attract prosperity.
Yes.
Sit down, write that down.
Yes, sir.
Money cometh is a sign to attack poverty,
yes,
and to attract prosperity.
Yes, sir.
So all the poverty or lack in your life tonight is attacked. I receive your check. It's a $600 check. All lack, all debt, all insufficiency in your life is attacked by money coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And all the prosperity that's going to come out of this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Into your life,
yes, sir,
is attracted by money coming.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Secondly, you have heard the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Secondly,
yes, sir.
You read The Secret, huh?
Yes, sir.
I heard this. The Lord said to me, "I want you to release the spirit of attraction."
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. I got it. Yes, sir.
So I release an anointing on you tonight to attract prosperity. So therefore, this is a $1,000 check. Also, therefore, favor will be attracted to you. Somebody will do you a favor. They don't know why. These boys keep bringing in another boy going to roll the money here. That's the same boy, another boy. I don't know. The same man?
Yes, sir.
You must have heard, what Ron was saying, how Ron got out of debt and all that and paid for his Maserati. And I found out she got a truck Jeep with wheels on it and a daughter drive one with flaky things on the wheels. That's what money to do.
Yes, sir. That's what money to do.
As sure as that man's wife sat in that G-Wagon.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Come on.
So I'm going to let them both drive.
Yes, sir.
See, I got two.
Yes.
She going to drive my one, he going to drive mine.
Yes,
I want them to go down the road.
Yes, sir.
Just so I want to let them know, when you get in there, you got a little red button you got to push, because if you don't, that thing will jump from one side to the other one. I got in that thing jump. I was driving a car, thing jumped. I said, oh, man, call the people. Yeah, this car jumped on side. I ain't know to push that button.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Sit down a minute. I'm going to quit in a minute. So. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, wet the atmosphere. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, you know you sowed that seed? It's done. Now, I don't know how, but it's done. He told me to tell you that now. It's done. Don't even be concerned about it no more. Delight yourself in the Lord, you desire your heart. Another thing I want you to write down quickly. I'm going to go about 10 more minutes. Possessing more than enough. In a very familiar scripture, very simple scripture, I think it's Philippians 4:19. Is that one of my gosh, it's about all you need is the right scripture?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then he said to me, perpetual blessing. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28 for a minute. Blessings just keep on coming. If you position, good God Almighty, if you position yourself right, the blessing will just keep on coming. And I'm talking about money blessing. I ain't talking about no green stamp. And no food stamp or nothing. I'm talking about money.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Deuteronomy 28. Perpetual blessing. Flowing effortless.
Yes, sir.
And it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He talking to you.
Yes, sir.
To observe and do all his commandments. He talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Look what I command. This night, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Go to the next verse. Watch it. Go to the next verse. Oh, my. Come on now. I can't. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Go to the next one. We just go down there and just shout. Blessed I be in the city. And see you down in Darrell, you're in the field. And blessed I be in the field. Go on, man. Go to the next verse. I just want to talk about this a little bit. Blessed be the fruit of thy body. You're going to be healthy and wealthy. And the fruit of thy ground. And the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Go to the next verse. I want to look at that. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. You're not convinced. Go to the next one. Blessed shall I be when... Blessed shall be the eye when I go without. And then I convince you. Go to the next verse. The Lord shall cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. When a person prospers, when they're anointed, you don't want to put your hand on the anointed. I pray for people all the time. Lord, help them. Oh, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Go to the next verse. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm putting it on you right now.
Yes, sir.
The Lord shall come. I command blessing on you. I command blessing on you. Right now, I command money coming to you now. $1,000 check. I'm going to have to close, children. I'm going to have to close. Go to another verse. I'm not finished with that. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee by let the Bible preach.
Yes.
In thy storehouse. Yes. See, you don't report to have one account.
Right.
And all that I set in thy hand and do, and it shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now I want to testify. The blessing is not just up here. I know some people in here got businesses, it's running over, and they got money, plenty of money.
Yes,
not one.
Yes, sir.
Then you're tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Got big money.
Yes, sir. Big money.
Go to the next voice.
Big money.
The Lord shall establish thee as the holy people unto himself. Yeah. And as he sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, what's going to happen if I do that? How many of y'all keep his commandment? How many of y'all walk in the way? What's supposed to happen then? The Lord shall establish thee. Huh? Wait. Walk in his ways. Go to the next way. How many of y'all walk in his way?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All y'all to have something to show for it.
Yes,
sir. All the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be afraid, and they shall be afraid of thee.
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. Let the Bible talk to us here. And the Lord shall make thee
please.
Somebody shout. In the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father to give thee. I can go on and on. You finish reading. We can go on and on and on. Let me give me 5 more minutes. The present of the Lord here. Now, you can't preach lest there's impartation. So whether you feel it or not, something getting on you. Is in the very atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I hear the word either.
Easy. Yes, sir. Amen.
Whatever has been a struggle, going to be either.
Yes, sir.
It can still be in a struggling mode, but it's not struggling with you no more. And I'm hearing another word now. You listening?
Yes, sir.
It's time for you to cross the line.
All right.
Been a line drawn in your life.
Yes, sir.
Telling you can't go no further. I heard the Lord say it's time to cross the line. Take a step. Take a step. Time to cross that line. That place you thought you couldn't go. That what you, I receive, sir. That what you thought was $1,000. That's what you thought you couldn't have. You crossing the line on it. Another $1,000. You're crossing the line on it.
Yes, sir.
Did you really cross it?
Yes.
I mean, if you can't go forward, just move sideways. Just make a move.
Yes.
Meaning, yes, Lord, I'll tell him. Meaning, you not in the same position that you came here in. I'm speaking over your life right now. And whatever holding you back got to get the hell on out of here. That's where it come from, hell. Y'all receiving? Y'all believing? I declare that the Lord God wrap you in money wisdom. Give you discernment what financial move to make. And that many little hungry babies and people who outside don't have no help, you will have the money. You're going to have as much fun giving as receiving.
Yeah.
I declare everybody free in here tonight.
Yeah.
All ministries. I see my daughter. I see pastors in here. I'm declaring your church finances about to change.
Yeah.
Like your people, because you're here, your people about to get wealthy and about to give and receive. Give and receive.
Yeah.
I declare you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
Joy. You're going to hear joy coming up on everybody in here right now. Prosperity and joy.
Yeah.
I release prosperity and joy in this house. Right. All online, I release prosperity and joy on your house, on your life, on your ministry. I release prosperity and joy. You ought to be happy. You ought to be shouting. You ought to be dancing. You ought to be praising the Lord. You ought to be free. You ought not be worried about no money. You got the money. Money coming. I'm going to pull money coming with you three times right quick. But I want you to write down where we're pulling. Pulling number one, prosperity boldness. Number two, prosperity access. And number three, prosperity confidence. Every pull gonna be for a reason. I see you give me another element of emphasizing the power of money coming. That scripture is found in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. 3 what? What voice is it? 3 what? What voice is it? Boldness? Don't give me the wrong voice now. I gotta go find it myself. And then we're gonna pull, and then I'll be through. You turn to Ephesians. It's 12? Ephesians 3 and 12, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Y'all turn that right quick, we're gonna pull that. And so three accesses going to come to you tonight.
Thank you.
Turn to it, Ephesians 3. I want you to see it, and then I'll be through. Now I'll preach some more about Joseph tomorrow night. We'll go to the pit and we'll go to that whorish woman. We'll deal with all of them. Because sin tried to stop you.
Yes, sir.
I bet she was fine too.
Yes, sir.
I bet she smelled good.
Yes, sir.
I bet she had some nice clothes on.
Yes, sir.
But hell no.
Hell no.
No, he pulling me out, man. Huh? I'm walking in prosperity and you gonna pull me out just because you look good and talking good? And she tried to rape him.
Yes, sir.
But he ran. Run, Negro, run. Run. Y'all better run. Because somebody gonna try you. I remember years back, I don't have many temptations, but come try to get me in temptation. Remember years back, many, 25, 30 years ago, the girl come to my office, God said, I can't sleep at night. I said, well, I'm ready to pray for you, know. I can't sleep at night, and I just need some help. I can't sleep because I got you on my mind. I called my secretary. I don't sit by myself no more now. I'm going to bring somebody in the office with me. I said, no. And then I talked to her. I said, no, baby. I said, I'm your father. Yeah, you've been with me a long time. That's a devil. You just trying to, you know, we don't have that kind of relationship. You know, I let her stay in the church. The devil just tricked her. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Baby, I want you to know you ain't that fine. For Leroy to be stupid.
Yes, sir.
Y'all other stupid fellas better listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Find your woman.
Yes, sir.
Find your wife.
Yes, sir.
She can supply all you need.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How we got over that one?
Yes, sir.
One of them talking to somebody up in here. Don't have them women up in your face.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You still human.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You don't supposed to be so friendly with a woman no way if she's not yours. Who I'm talking to up here, man? Jesus, I've lost the scripture and everything now. Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to save that Negro tonight. But I believe you online. I believe you online. You might not. Woo! Come on, let's pull right quick. 3 and 12, right? Boldness, access, and confidence by faith. All right, so the first pull is going to be for boldness, right? Let's do it. Money! To me, now, I'm bold about God's word. I'm prosperous and bold. I ain't hiding nothing. Now, let's get the access. You ready to go in? Huh? He talks about in the Bible by leading you into a wealthy place. Access. I'm going to release an access anointing. Y'all can't be doing them little pussyfoot pull. You got to pull like you mean it. And then you got to open your mouth. Because now boldness, access, and confidence will be on you after this pull. And Satan going to know I can't stop her no more. So I want y'all to shout boldness, access, and confidence. All three is on you. I'll be doing it all over the world, different words. The Lord told me that. He gave me that the other day. He said, now I want you to start pulling. When I pull three on three other things, didn't I?
Yes.
So there are many scriptures in the with the three, like, you know, love, power, and a sound mind. So now we'll pull this. We got what? Hold it. Money coming to me now. Shout with your boldness. Shout with your boldness. Shout with your action. Shout for your confidence. Shout for your boldness. Shout for your action. Shout for your confidence. You got confidence. You got action. What you have? What that mean? But no, don't tell me, don't give me no definition with no word. Y'all been to school, you can't define a word with the word.
I'm not backing down.
Write that down. I'm not backing down. Prosperity belongs to me, I'm not backing down. All right, what access mean, Professor?
I mean.
What the other words? Confident?
Confident.
What confident mean?
Get out my way.
I know it.
Yeah, I know.
It's done.
Yeah.
This is the confidence I have in him.
Yeah.
If I ask anything according to his will, he hear me. If I know he hear me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So we got three, right?
Yeah.
We got three the other night.
Yeah.
Three tonight.
Yeah.
And many more to come.
Yeah.
But there was anointing placed on your prosperity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
It's another phase of it. Somebody shout, I have access.
All
the prosperity.
In the world,
belong to me. See, access is no good without boldness.
That's right.
You got to have boldness across the line.
That's right.
Do something nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
Because God told you to do it.
Yeah.